So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. It's hard to imagine the Apostle Peter as a waiter. But as the church grew, he and the other 11 apostles found themselves in the food service business. The widows in the first century church had to be cared for. Somebody had to do it, and nothing was beneath these men. After all, these were the fellows who had watched in dismay as Jesus stooped to wash their feet. They knew all about servant leadership. They had learned from the master servant himself. So, if the widows needed to be fed, why not go ahead and feed them? But eventually the job outgrew them. More and more of their time was being consumed by administrative activities. And apparently, administration wasn't something they were exceptionally good at, because before long, it appeared that they were being partial to the Hebraic Jews in the daily distribution of food. At some point, they realized things had to change. The mission of the church was at risk. The main thing was no longer their main thing. So they did what any good church would do. They called a meeting. Pay close attention to their opening statement. "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables," verse 2. That's pretty strong. In other words, we would be doing the wrong thing to continue caring for the widows. I just hope there weren't any widows at the meeting. The apostles came to terms early on with the notion that they had to do what only they could do. They were the only men on the planet who were equipped to re-communicate the teachings of Christ. Their unique experiences and unlimited access to the Master had positioned them as the sole bearers of the most important message in the world. Given that imperative, they had no business waiting on tables. To do so would have had a negative impact on the momentum and focus of the church. It was time to delegate both responsibility and authority so they could continue doing the two things they were.